What was the gift that had the best intentions when it was given to you, but you opened and you're like, I don't want this. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? You know?
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Over the weekend, this was going viral and trending on Twitter because a woman, surprised her boyfriend with a very special gift for his birthday. Here are all the friends around witnessing him receiving it.
She bought him a rental property!
And everybody's screaming because she basically handed over the deed to him and was like, look, I bought you a rental property. I bought you property, right?
That's a large piece of property. It's a large investment there. Even if it's a terrible property, it's a good investment. Wow, right. Nice.
And this was his reaction.
Dog, I want like a Rolex, a chain.
What'd I tell you? She knew he would be unhappy.
Well, that's the thing.
He wanted a chain or a Rolex.
That's what he wanted. Right, what did he want?
I want like a Rolex, a chain.
Right. He didn't want a rental property.
Not a great investment.
And you could see the disappointment on his face.
Can you imagine buying somebody a piece of property, handing it over in front of a group of people, and the look on their face just says, ugh.
Oh, gosh.
But
like, everybody's attacking this guy on Twitter. They're going at him and they're basically saying, like, you know, what kind of person wouldn't respect a gift like this where it's going to be building money for your future? And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he didn't want to be a landlord?
Right.
What if he didn't want to fix up this property?
Well, right. I mean, it comes with a little bit of effort sometimes, right? A gift does come with some responsibility. It's like somebody gives you a pet, all right? It's a terrible gift because you never talk to that person about whether or not they want that pet.
I'll never forget when I first got my puppy, I went to like those puppy, those beginning classes where they play with the other puppies.
Sure.
And I was standing next to a woman. I'm like, oh, your puppy is so cute. And she goes, yeah, my kids got it for me for Mother's Day.
Ugh.
I didn't want a puppy. She's like, all my kids are now out of the house and they're in college and they thought that I wanted it. She's like, I didn't want, now
that's
I have to take care of another child all over again.
I've seen it. One of my neighbors right down the road, exact same trick. Kid came home from college, left the dog with them, picked out a dog while they were there, and they were like, oh no, I got this dog for you guys. They didn't want that dog.
Right.
They already had a dog.
Yeah, what's the worst gift that you got it? It had the best intentions, but you didn't want it.
I'll contend this. So, like, you've got a project, right? And you've got a friend that's always, he hears about your project, and he wants to come over and help you with your project or whatever. So, yeah, you get some free labor. Yeah, you might be able to borrow some tools or whatever, but you got to live with the results of said project after that. And sometimes like that, a favor or a gift, it's not a gift.
One of my friends bought me these high-end bath bombs.
Okay.
And it's not like the ones that you like pick up at wherever and they're like $5.99 each.
Yeah.
They were like high-end special bath bombs.
Fancy.
Now here's the thing. Bath bombs give me anxiety.
Okay.
Because I feel like they dye my tub like weird colors.
They do?
Yeah. I feel like I don't like soaking in a tub. I have too much anxiety for like that kind of time.
You're too busy.
I can't relax.
You're too busy.
So now I'm sitting in this tub because I feel obligated to use these bath bombs that I know cost a lot of money.
And like you're thinking like a clock ticking in your head.
Right.
How soon can I get out of here while getting the bath bomb result and not destroying my tub?
Meanwhile, I'm just looking at the bleach from across the bathroom.
Right.
And I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Will it be able to handle this?
Can I bleach this blue off the side? 1-800-330-9999. What was the gift that had the best intentions, but you really just didn't want it? You can call or text. Twitter went after this guy over the weekend because they posted a video. His girlfriend surprised him with a rental property for his birthday, handed over the deed. But he was like, oh, he didn't want it because he said he wanted a Rolex.
And I said, a Rolex is a nice choice right there at that moment. But I mean, think about it, buddy. This is something for your future. This girl really cares about you.
But sometimes
you seem like a jerk.
But you have the best intentions in mind. And sometimes that gift is like, you don't really want it. So 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What was the gift that you got you didn't want? On our text line, they wrote, I'm an artist, and every year, every holiday, birthdays, Christmas, Three Kings Day, whatever, people give me sketchbooks. I have more than I need, and I don't even know how to draw. I'm a sculptor. I don't understand.
People just think that you're an artist, right? They'll be like, oh, just get them some art stuff.
Well, right, because everyone
knows
I love Marilyn Monroe, so people always give me Marilyn Monroe nonsense, and I'm like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do with another Marilyn Monroe book? Now I have 7,000 of them.
I have 8 Star Wars t-shirts and Star Wars boxers.
Yeah.
Mom-in-law, don't give me Star Wars boxers. It's just awkward.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. We'll get to your calls coming up next. What's the gift that had the best intentions, but you just didn't want it? Twitter went on attack this past weekend because there was a video of a woman who surprised her boyfriend with a rental property for his birthday. Like, handed him over the deed, said, look what I got.
Yeah.
And this was his reaction.
Dog, I want like a Rolex, a chain.
What I tell you?
He wanted a Rolex and a chain. He didn't want a rental property.
It's like somebody gifting you an oil well. It's going to make you money down the road, but it wasn't glitzy enough. It wasn't nice enough for him.
Well, that was the whole argument. It's Anna and Raven, because people were saying, like, how lazy can you be? She's giving you a key to your future of money that you could have a million Rolexes. But I could understand where he was coming from, because if you didn't want to be a landlord, now you got a fixer upper. Now you've just got like a headache on your hand.
Sometimes a gift is not a gift, actually.
Right. So we asked you, said, what is the gift that you got that had the best intentions, but you just didn't want it? On our text line, a poker kit somebody got sent. I don't even play cards, they wrote. How about this one? My boyfriend had the best intentions. He bought me a gift certificate to go to a place to buy a saddle. So it was over $1,000 for a gift certificate, but I wasn't ready to buy the saddle for a horse that I don't even have yet.
Seems pretty weird.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you get?
My brother got the Christmas one year from my parents. Suitcases. And he says, are you kidding? I don't even travel. I don't want a suitcase.
You know, it's funny because the suitcases always go on sale that time of year. And I know a lot of people and families, they never go anywhere. I used to buy my father concert tickets all the time. He would never go out. He hated crowds.
Right.
It was so weird. I'd be so mad at him every time he wouldn't go to a show. But thinking about it now, like, I guess I was just dumb.
It could be like my Italian family where we just use the suitcases to store things in the attic.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Tana and Raven, what's the gift that you got that wasn't really a gift? You didn't really want it.
So I hosted a Christmas party, and someone brought a hamster as the gift.
Oh, God.
So, of course, the person who picked first got the hamster, and then no one else wanted to steal it. So she ended up with the hamster.
I mean, who brings a hamster?
Oh,
and that's terrible for the hamster, because that's like, if they're doing the switch thing, that's almost like a gag gift. It's a living creature.
Yeah. I want to text my aunt right now and apologize, because I remember for my cousin's 16th birthday as a gag gift, we were younger, I was like in my early 20s, I brought a gecko. As a gift.
What?
I bought the whole thing.
I mean,
bought,
they could still be alive. What's wrong with you?
And it kept getting loose in the room, and my aunt would go crazy looking for it.
Oh, terrible people.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad about it now that I look back on it. She used to have to feed it crickets because, you know, the kids weren't taking care of it. Oh, I'm sorry, Zianita. I'm so sorry. It's Anna and Raven. What's the gift that you got that you didn't really want?
My 25th wedding anniversary, I got 2 dozen roses. I knew it wasn't for my husband. He was an undertaker, and they came from a funeral.
Now that's funny.
Yeah.